If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Does it pay to get a college degree? Researchers at the Illinois Workforce and Education Research Collaborative, part of the University of Illinois System's Discovery Partners Institute, wanted to know that question. And with me now is Associate Director of Research, Sarah Cashdollar. Sarah, thank you so much for being with me.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Why study this issue?
Well, we were thinking about the national conversation and local. You know, today people are increasingly asking, is the American dream still achievable? Does someone born into a low-income family have opportunity for upward mobility? And if so, is college still the best route to get there? I think this question especially is on many students and families' minds. So this Illinois High School to Career data set provided a really unique opportunity to look at those questions. We followed five cohorts of high school seniors for 9 years after high school, and we were able to see where they went to college, if they went at all, what degrees they attained, and if they worked in Illinois, what industry they worked in and what they earned.
So overall, does a college degree boost your earnings over time?
On average, yes. We found education matters, and getting a four-year degree in particular is still the best bet for upward mobility for those students from low-income families and for all students.
Does it depend on the field as well, however?
It does, yes, quite a bit. It depends on what you study in college and then what industry you work in. So for degree programs, for example, for certificates and associate degrees, we saw higher earnings for construction and mechanic and repair technologies. These are things like auto mechanics, HVAC techs, electricians. Some of those students earned even more than students who had a bachelor's degree. But for the most part, students earned more when they had the bachelor's, and there were many fields that offered higher earnings. Two of the highest earning were engineering and computer sciences.
I do note one thing that has been brought out about this study is that researchers compared students from low-income and higher-income families. What did you see there as far as a college degree boosting their earnings?
Yes. Essentially, what we found is that the playing field isn't level. Students from low-income families had lower earnings on average, in part because they earned lower levels of education on average. They were less likely to attain a bachelor's degree. Few attained certificates or associate degrees. The most common outcome was that they started college but then weren't able to complete. So they were less likely to work in high-earning industries. But then on top of that, even when they earned higher education or worked in high earning industries, this didn't completely erase those differences by their economic origins. So the students from the lower income families still earned less, even if they had a bachelor's, compared to students from higher income families, especially if they were Black or Latino. But the good news is that we found education still mattered more than family income for future earnings. So, for example, students from the lowest income families who attained the bachelor's degree earned more than students from even the highest income families with less than a bachelor's. So the disparities we saw are disheartening. It tells us we have a long way to go toward making these opportunities available to everyone. But overall, education pays off.
What do you see as some solutions to these issues? I mean, as you mentioned, there's a lot of facets to this, and it's quite complicated. What could be some avenues to kind of narrow that gap, especially for students who might study the same thing and are still seeing that wage gap?
Sure. So I think that supports for students to enter college, and just as importantly, to stay in college and earn the degree, are really viable areas for intervention. This is not something that we studied directly, but other researchers have. And like I said earlier, the most common thing we saw was for low-income students was starting college but not being able to finish. So this means a waste of time, wasted tuition. So supporting degree completion, like through, we know preparation starts before students get to college. There's good research showing that taking rigorous courses in high school, strong advising in high school, these things can then reduce students' need to take remedial coursework when they get to college, and then improve their ability to complete. I think also financial support, grants and other types of financial assistance so that if and when students hit bumps in the road on their way to degree completion, they don't have to drop out because they can't afford to pay to continue. And there's lots of great organizations around this around Illinois and around the country who are studying these solutions. So, for example, our colleagues at University of Chicago, Two and Through, Partnership for College Completion, Braven. There's there's many people doing really good work on trying to address these disparities that we found.
Sarah, are there any other takeaways that you want to highlight for our listeners on this research?
Thanks. Yeah, I think that an important takeaway is that the right path after high school really depends on the student and their goals and their interests and what they value in a job. And what's right for one might not be right for another. We're not saying that all students need to get a college degree, but we do think that the decisions they're making should be informed and based on real data about what it costs to get a degree and the expected earnings for different programs of study and industries. And so this report provides a starting point, and the High School to Career tool that it's based on is a good place for students to learn more about the different pathways.
That is Associate Director of Research for the Illinois Workforce and Education Research Collaborative, Sarah Cashdollar. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.